Hello and a pleasant good evening to you live from OPBGN, the home of Blizzard Gaming Night, for tonight's broadcast of the second game of the semifinal series of the BGN Invitational Tournament between number 2 seed Killa Ace and the number 5 seed Ramvid. This game number 2 is being played on the map of Luna, and as always, I am joined by my broadcasting partner, Zorak. Mr. Zorak, how are you this evening?
I am very well, except for my finger, which just got crushed.
That's right, folks. My partner is playing through the pain and willing to broadcast despite it all. And this game is just about ready to get underway. Killa Ace is going to be going random, and Ramvid will be going, as he quite aptly put, random Zerg, a.k.a. he will be Zerg no matter what happens.
Random Zerg.
I know, I'm trying to understand it myself.
And away we go.
Killa Ace has drawn the teal, and he is also Zerg, and he is located in the top right start location. And Ramvid is in the complete opposite corner in the bottom left as the white Zerg. A Zerg versus Zerg game between these two very competent Zerg players. So this should be an interesting game. Your initial thoughts, Zorak?
Well, of course, we are going to see very, very many Zerglings coming out of Ramvid here, as that tends to be his favorite Zerg unit. As for what Killa is going to do, I can't say much more than that he is definitely going to use his overlords to his scouting advantage, and I expect to see a lot of diversity in the units that he produces based on that one game that we broadcasted before. Between himself and Disastroso. That one turned out to be a pretty interesting game and very well played Zerg on his part, so hopefully we'll see some of that good action again.
Alright, the first spawning pool is underway for Killa Ace in the top right corner. Both players are also scouting, of course, with their two overlords, and both are going to the wrong directions. Killa Ace is going to the top left, which he will not find anything, while Ramvid is looking in the bottom right start location, and he's not going to find anything either. Although it looks like Ramvid has also sent a drone also to scout out. Maybe he'll attempt to do something cheesy, maybe he won't. It's also interesting to note, however, that Killa Ace's spawning pool, which is almost two-thirds complete, versus Ramvid not even beginning construction of it yet. Perhaps he's going to do a quick early expansion at this point. Back to you.
Well, at this point in the game, I can only speculate as to what's going to happen next, but it looks like... it definitely looks like Killa Ace is going to go for an early Zergling rush, or maybe just a harass. But it's going to take him a little bit of time to find that base, as he sent his overlord in the wrong direction, as you mentioned earlier. So now it appears that he is sending out a scouting drone, as well as his first Zerglings, which have just finished. And all the while, it looks like Ram has just begun construction of his spawning pool, and it looks like he's about to build a creep colony there to get some more room for his base. Back to you.
Yeah, if Killa Ace gets lucky and goes to the bottom left, he could do some serious damage to that quick expansion to Ramvid's natural and put Ramvid behind. The creep colony, of course, the creep colony is just waiting for the spawning pool to be complete so it can turn into a sunken colony. However, Ramvid very wisely, with his scout, distracted Killa Ace's units just enough to force him to go to the bottom right, and it gave Ramvid, it looks like, enough time to probably repel this early rush of the 6 Zerglings and the 1 drone. The hatchery at the natural expansion is also completed, and it looks like Ramvid's going to quickly try to fortify that with a creep colony. And not surprisingly, here are the Zerglings attacking that creep colony underway. Here comes Ramvid's group of 6 Zerglings as well. Interesting to note, too, Killa Ace has his own creep colony underway in construction at Ramvid's natural expansion. If he can get that sunken turned into a sunken colony, this could be a devastating move for the early expansion for Ramvid. And it looks like it's gonna survive and do quite a bit of damage. Here comes some more Zerglings, though, to try to do some damage to that creep colony with a sunken colony, but it has turned into a sunken colony at this point. The action's fast and furious early on. Back to you.
Well, it definitely looks like Ram is trying his hardest to desperately stay afloat here, cranking out Zerglings to see if he can save this base, but it does not look at the moment like he's going to be able to pull it off. As a matter of fact, he is about 3 seconds away from losing this hatchery, and he is... Wow, okay. He has managed to kill off one of Kill Ace's Zerglings and stall them for a little bit, but unfortunately he has now lost his expansion, and things are certainly not going well for him at this point. Meanwhile, it looks like Kill Ace is now building more drones to secure his economic advantage and as well as reinforce his little containing force here, and it looks like the first incursion into Ram's base has been unsuccessful. So, back to you.
Just as an interesting note for our loyal viewers, all three of them out there, the Sunken Colony only had 12 hit points remaining when it finished off the hatchery of Ramvids. Again, it seems like just a little breaks go Kill Ace's way in these BGN Invitational tournaments for some reason. Back in Ramvid's main base, clearly under the watchful eye of Kill Ace's one overlord, he now has an extractor underway, and he's probably going to reinforce his position with another creep colony. Excuse me, this is a second hatchery instead. Ramvid's in deep trouble, however, as now Kill Ace has the economic advantage and also positioning advantage, and that one sunken colony Ramvid's going to try to destroy, and he does. However, it cost him another group of Zerglings, as Kill Ace's five Zerglings were able to successfully repel that little mini-incursion from Ramvid. I expect at this point, too, well, not surprising, that Kill Ace back at his main base is also upgraded to a lair, and he'll probably also be expanding at any point in the near future. Back to you.
Well, unfortunately now it looks like the advantage economically lies solidly in Kill Ace's favor, as he has about two or three times the number of drones harvesting minerals as Ramvid does here. And Ram is trying to make up for this by building a second hatchery, like you mentioned earlier. And it looks like he has now sent a drone back to his former expansion, and he is doing his best to preserve what little creep remains in that area. All the while, it looks like Kill Ace is just chugging along, building some Zerglings and having them gather just outside of his natural's entrance, and it looks like he's just sitting back and consolidating his position for a large strike, which looks like is imminent at this point.
In addition to that imminent strike, with those Zerglings now going towards Ramvid's main base, Kill Ace also has a spire that is almost completed. We're most likely going to see a few Mutalisks, and this game will probably end just as quickly as it began. The group of, let's see here, we have 12 Zerglings now sitting patiently, probably waiting for the Mutalisk support. And as I said, also as well, Kill Ace has decided to expand to his own natural expansion, not taking any chances of what could happen. Ramvid, however, probably getting a hunch that something is coming, has built an evolution chamber back in his main base, and most likely we'll probably see a couple of spore colonies underway, anticipating that Mutalisk attack. No, there's two of them, one right at the top of the mineral line and one right next to his one sunken colony, next to his first hatchery. Back to you.
Now it looks like he is building a third colony, possibly to reinforce the other two spore colonies, and at the moment it looks like Killa is now sending in his Mutalisk backup, and it looks like the attack is about to begin here, so... Yes, okay, he's sent in his Mutalisks first to try and clear out the ground forces in the sunken colony, and he's causing just a little bit of havoc here, working on the sunken colony and killing an overlord in the process, and it looks like he is now sending in some more Mutalisk reinforcements, and just taking his time and putting the squeeze on Ram. Back to you.
At this point, Ramvid is also upgrading to a lair, but I think that might be a little bit too late at this point. Although Killa Ace is not going to be one that's going to take this advantage too lightly, however. So I probably expect him to also expand to another spout at some point. However, it's interesting to note, however, that there are no drones mining yet at Killa Ace's natural expansion. Perhaps I'm wrong. Maybe he does think he's got this game already won and is playing a little bit, just focusing on building a bunch of units to finish off Ram. In the meanwhile, too, back in Killa Ace's main base, he also has a Queen's Nest, which is just about ready to be completed. Most likely we'll see another upgrade to a Hive from Killa Ace as well. And here come the drones to start mining at the natural of Killa Ace. Back to you.
Well, you know, it was a bit surprising to see that he had actually neglected his expansion. Normally he seems to be on top of it in terms of, making sure that his workers are mining as much minerals at all of his expansions as possible. But now it looks like he's paying more attention to that, and he is just building up his forces. And looks like he sent out a few Zerglings to scout out any possible new expansions that Ram may have. But in maybe a second or two, he's going to see that Ram has not broken his containment. So, back to you.
Most likely, I'm going to take a guess here. We'll probably be seeing Guardians at some point here to try to take out the static defense of Ramvid. However, it is important to note that Ramvid does have his four spore colonies pretty well placed, having two guarding the mineral line to prevent Killa Ace from doing the fun harassment at the mineral line. And the one sunken colony right in the middle is going to cause a little bit of damage as well. But if Killa Ace takes note of that, though, too, he might be able to sneak through the entire force if he uses all of his units there. But as we know, Killa Ace is too smart to do that, so he's probably just going to wait patiently until his... until his Spire is upgraded and go from there. Looks like Ramvid's sending his Zerglings out on a suicide run, intercepting the group of Zerglings and Mutalisks that were right at the main ramp into Ramvid's base. Ram realizes that's not a good idea and retreats to the safe confines of his static defense. Back to you.
Well, now it looks like Killa Ace is expanding to the 12 o'clock position, and he is mainly just consolidating his forces at this point. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot going on, other than that it looks like Ram is now building a spire of his own, trying to make up for the fact that Killa Ace got to Mutalisks first, and that should be done any second now. So, back to you.
It's interesting to note, unlike the first game where the upgrades were coming fast and furious, neither player has made a single upgrade in this game at this point. Although, ultimately, F try going to mean absolutely nothing. And really, there's not much more to say. It looks like Ramvid's just trying to continue to consolidate his forces there. Probably we'll see a few Scourge in the process of being constructed, along with some more Zerglings, to try to support himself. But ultimately, against another Zerg player, the last thing you want to be... have happened to you is to be stuck in your own base and have nowhere to go. Back to you.
Okay, and now the first group of Scourge have hatched, and he is now, or he being Ram, is now sending them out to do a little bit of scouting and see what's going on, but I don't think he is going to find too much just yet. As it seems that most of Killa Ace's forces are concentrated right at the ramp entryway there. So now it looks like he has decided to use his Scourge to take out a scouting overlord of Killa's, and it looks like now he has built a couple of Mutalisks and a couple more Scourge, and it looks like he might be getting ready to do something here in just a second.
It's important to note, what a surprise, Killa Ace has gone the Defiler route yet again. And he has a massive Overlords coming along with three Defilers. Could we be seeing another plague in the process? Just wait and find out. Ramvid's sending out his Scourge, trying to figure out what to do, and I think Ramvid's going to realize that he's in deep trouble. Here comes the fleet of overlords, a good old six of them, and the three defilers following close behind right along the middle of the map, more Zerglings. Killa Ace has his force waiting very patiently on the right side of Ravid's main base, and we might be witnessing our final confrontation in this second game of this semifinal series. Here come the three defilers, it looks like, on their way. Killa Ace unfortunately sent a few of his Zerglings in prematurely, though, so it lost a couple of them needlessly. And the three defilers look like they're probably just waiting for the mana to hit. Let some fun begin. Yep, here's consume. Aha! Killa Ace decided to consume the overlords, and most likely there's one dark swarm right in Ravid's main base. It should do quite a bit of damage. There's a second one. And here comes only three Zerglings. Oh, excuse me, there's six Zerglings in the process, laying waste in the inside of Ravid's main base. Back to you.
Okay, well, now it looks like the chaos has really set in. Those Zerglings have managed to destroy most of the static defenses, and now it looks like Ravid has conceded the game. So, good game.
Killa Ace takes game number two of the semifinal series and takes a commanding 2-0 lead in this best-of-five affair. Killa Ace defeated Ram on the map of Luna in 15 minutes and 30 seconds. Of course, both players were Zerg. Killa Ace had a final score of 41,698 versus the score of Ravid of 23,648. My first impression simply of this game is Killa Ace probably heard us talking too much about the fact that we said his weakness was a player playing extremely aggressive against him and constantly putting the pressure on. Well, guess what? Killa Ace decided to flip the script and do it to Ravid himself. And basically, with the early Zergling rush and Ravid fitting beautifully into the plan of Killa Ace going for that fast expansion, the game was over pretty much before it started. Back to you.
Well, unfortunately for Ram, it looked like Killa managed to, first of all, gain the economic advantage early on, and then on top of that, he had that expansion of his destroyed, which also set him back quite a bit. But I think the real thing that gave him quite a bit of trouble was the fact that that Killa managed to get to Mutalisks first, and he was able to use them to great effect, killing off quite a few of Ram's forces. So because of that, you know, so many of Ram's Zerglings were just dying, and all those minerals were going to waste when they could have been used to better effect, making, you know, more drones and trying to get his economy ahead of Killa's. Back to you.
Ultimately, though, yeah, there's no denying, though, that that attack early on of the Zerglings and the fact that Ravid went fast expansion, you know, which is a pretty standard play, however, from a Zerg player, but the fact that Killa Ace seemed to almost read it before Ravid even performed it, that put him so far behind that he had to continue to build Zerglings in his base just to give himself a chance to survive, thus allowing Killa Ace to have the advantage to tech to ultimately get to the Mutalisks first and to ultimately take control of the second game. Looks like the two players are discussing the fact of doing their third game here on the evening, which could be the last game and could send Killa Ace to his third straight BGN Invitational Finals. After this short commercial break, we'll let you know what's going on. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio.